Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today. China has banned Animal Crossing's New Horizons, the Nintendo video game that's become a runaway hit as millions trapped in their homes search for fun diversions to take their minds off the global pandemic. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong used the game to share a screenshot of his virtual protest, writing "Free Hong Kong" and criticizing the president of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping. Other Chinese players had created scenes in the social simulation game that lambasted the regime's response to the coronavirus, and because of this, the game is now no longer available to purchase. And now the Chinese Communist Party is taking regulation a step further, planning to announce new laws that ban online gaming in an attempt to restrict domestic access to individuals outside of the communist regime. The Chinese Communist Party is said to be unhappy that Chinese players are able to engage in unregulated spaces for socialization in these games, seeing online multiplayer games as a, quote, authority vacuum. As a consequence of this, new laws are being created to expand the scope of online censorship in video games and to prevent players from interacting with gamers in the rest of the world. It doesn't stop there. In addition to this law, online single-player games will be screened, as well as these online multiplayer games. A new law will require players to use their legal names instead of a username that they can pick just for the game. The use of zombies and plagues, map editing, role-playing, as well as organizing unions will also be banned, and the government hopes to institute an online gaming curfew for children and younger residents as well. Lastly, the new laws will institute a maximum amount of money people are allowed to spend on games in an effort to combat internet addiction. We should note this game was never officially available in China, but until recently, people were able to get it through gray market commerce sites online. Daniel Ahmad, a gaming analyst and writer, said the removal of Animal Crossing from sales sites was complicated, but it was essentially just the enforcement of an earlier policy from 2017. He writes, "Taobao banned the sale of imported video game discs and cartridges back in 2017, but this is something that hasn't really been enforced all that much, only on select games." He continued, saying, "The games where this policy has been enforced in the past usually fall under two criteria. One, the game has content or user-generated content that is deemed to be offensive or violent or so on. Two, the game has become very popular and caught the attention of regulators." We'll keep an eye on this story as it develops. Please send your updates to us, hashtag StrangeDaily on Twitter. Our second story takes us to Mexico, where police in the town of Ocozocotla de Espinosa are on nightly hunts for, get this, a werewolf. This town, also known as Coita, is located in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. It's famous for a yearly festival that begins on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday and incorporates Catholic celebrations along with pre-Hispanic traditions. This festival is a big deal. It routinely attracts 5,000 people or more. The rumors of mysterious sightings began spreading in early April, and it appears the initial social media post of reported sightings started appearing on or around April 11th. Witnesses claim this werewolf is 2 meters tall and possesses amazing agility. One resident said he saw the creature jump 3 meters high over a fence. Given the timing, it's not too surprising that many residents were worried the presence of the creature might interfere with this annual festival. They did plan to go through with these Easter celebrations, by the way. Many people in the town believe the coronavirus pandemic is some sort of government hoax. So, in hopes of preserving tradition, some locals suited up and began patrolling the streets themselves. Others called the authorities, demanding armed patrols. The municipal police ultimately agreed and began patrolling the area after they received reports of gunfire. The story would normally end here, but it appears police saw this unusual entity as well, and their own reports created more panic amongst the locals. So, where's the evidence? So far, there's been no captured monster, no clear photographs of an entity or large wildlife that might be mistaken for a werewolf. In fact, the only things that have surfaced are recordings of howls that can't be conclusively identified, as well as photos that allegedly display claw marks. Yet, as we know, the absence of evidence has never stopped the spread of rumors. Ancient legends play a role in this current panic as well. Take the pre-Hispanic entity known as the Nahual, a shape-shifting human that can take the form of a wolf. It's related to the concept of the Nagual, which describes a magician or a witch. These words have often been used interchangeably, and some residents have argued this is the ultimate cause of the supernatural unrest in the area. A local pastor warned his flock to put candles outside of their doors as a way of deterring the beast. What if there's a psychological element at play here? A monster of the mind, rather than one of Mesoamerican legend. Psychotherapist Dolce Boniface believes this may be a case of mass hysteria, that people who do not fully understand COVID-19 are projecting their fears towards something more familiar, if less factual. Boniface points to earlier, similar cases of panic involving alleged sightings of the chupacabra, or the panic that spread throughout Mexico over Yeti sightings in the late 1960s. Regardless of what's causing the hysteria, this psychotherapist believes the authorities are right to intervene, noting, quote, "the state must take the reins to restore this tranquility," and also address the mental health and emotional security of the terrified residents of Coita. While we're on the subject of monsters and the supernatural, our third story takes us to Russia, where residents of the isolated Altai region have weathered the pandemic incredibly well. It's the only part of Russia, in fact, with zero confirmed cases of COVID-19. Has this area been unusually fast at practicing self-isolation? Did they close all businesses earlier than other places? Not really. However, they do offer one explanation for their profoundly good luck. Mummies, it appears, aren't just for Egypt. According to regional deputy Yerzenat Beganov, Altai is actually immune to the virus, not thanks to some super vaccine, but thanks instead to the supernatural protection of Princess Ukok, an Iron Age mummy whose local tomb was excavated back in 1993. This mysterious corpse, which is also known as the Siberian Ice Maiden or the Altai Princess, was a woman from the nomadic Pazaryk tribe, a close relative to the Scythian people who populated the Eurasian steppes from somewhere between the 7th to the 3rd century BCE. The mummy became famous for her well-preserved tattoos and her mysterious identity. She was buried alongside numerous decadent ornaments and 6 horses. This led researchers to believe she may have been a priestess or some sort of healer during her life here on Earth. Her 1993 excavation was surrounded by intense controversy. Locals warned that removing her remains from her tomb would ignite revenge from beyond the grave. And after her remains were moved to Novosibirsk, a major earthquake shook the Altai region, and this seemed to prove the locals' point. Princess Ukok returned to Altai in 2012, and since then the body has resided in a special mausoleum in the Anakin National Museum. Today, her remains can only be viewed during certain phases of the lunar cycle. This is not the only time the Ice Maiden has been alleged to wield influence from the afterlife. Back in 2016, some residents argued the mummy actually cursed U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, causing her to lose the election. Although Beganov was adamant that the mummy did play a role in keeping Altai virus-free, he also stressed the need for residents to adhere to strict self-isolation. Supernatural advantages are all well and good, Beganov seems to imply, but there's still no replacement for science. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know about. For your bad dad jokes, your favorite puns, or your personal experiences with COVID-19, join the conversation and let us know by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter. You can also find me directly at BenBolinHSW on Twitter or at BenBolin on Instagram. Thanks as always to our producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay strange.